Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The commandments. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our king and governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, one God, world without end. Amen. Now we come to the collect. After that we have the readings.
The collect for the second Sunday of Epiphany. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The reading is taken from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift, as you eagerly wait for your Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us unto Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have our sermon.
Hello, I'm Sue, and I'm going to share some thoughts with you on St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. So Corinth was a city with a huge mix of cultures, along with differences in wealth, religion, and moral standards. Even though Paul's letter is written barely 20 years after Jesus' death and resurrection, the Christians there had already lost their way, divided by leadership issues, unfocused and distracted by the latest shiny new beliefs of the day. Paul's letter goes on to call the Corinthians back towards unity, but he starts, as he so often does in his letters, by giving thanks for the people, the church, and for their foundation in Christ. I always thank my God for you, because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus, for in him you have been enriched in every way. He goes on to remind them of their privilege of belonging to the Lord, of receiving his grace. And he says that God has given them power to speak out and to understand God's truth. He affirms the reality of their spiritual gifts. Now, you could reread the letter with St. Margaret's in mind. We also are a diverse community. We're office workers, retired people, tradespeople, unemployed, old and young, rich and poor. And I'm sure I'm not only speaking for myself when I consider how easily distracted I am by family duties, work and other commitments, let alone all that my iPhone has to offer, and having already loosened my grip on my New Year's resolutions. The Corinthian church was barely 600 miles in a straight line from Jerusalem, and they were much closer on the timeline to Jesus than we are. So what chance do we have then, thousands of miles and thousands of years away from when it all happened? How can we regroup, refocus, redirect ourselves towards the God who is faithful, the source of light and life itself, the creator who welcomes us into fellowship? I'd love to know I have a supporter, someone to cheer me on, to remind me what I'm doing all this for. I sometimes wish for a life coach or a personal trainer to follow me around, dragging me out to an exercise class or pointing me at the fruit bowl instead of the biscuit tin. But Paul reminds us that spiritually, at least, we have free and unfettered access to exactly that. No monthly gym fees or subscriptions to motivational newsletters. God is right here. Paul's letter makes it really clear. God is faithful. God has called us to be his holy people. God has invited us into fellowship with him through Jesus. Yes, God extends an invitation for us to be part of his kingdom. And when we say yes to that invitation, when we let Christ's light into our hearts, into our lives, we also open up our lives to every gift that God offers. Paul was writing just about that. And if I were to list every gift, we could be here for some time. In short, There are spiritual gifts such as discernment, healing, wisdom, teaching, encouragement, and there are the fruits of the Spirit, such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. And when we say yes to God, when we accept that invitation from God to join with Him in fellowship, we are accepting God's presence with us and our presence with Him. He's our counsellor, our saviour, our guide. He's called in the Bible provider, healer, shepherd. He has these names: Jehovah Jireh, Rapha, Ra. They're powerful names. What might it feel like to be in fellowship with God, the provider, God, the healer, God, the shepherd, the saviour, the guide, knowing that we are valued, knowing that we're loved, knowing that we don't have to be good enough, because God, through Jesus, the friend of sinners, takes all the things that weigh us down. He takes all the ways that we've hurt others and ourselves. He forgives us and He sets us apart. He sets us free from the guilt and the shame. Do you know how it feels when you've been carrying something so heavy for so long and you let it down and you feel light as air? Imagine how wonderful it would feel to be set free of the burden of all the rubbish that we carry with us. How wonderful would that be? God offers all of this, gifts and freedom. Not just to us listening here today, not just to the people in St. Margaret's, but He offers it to everyone, everywhere, who calls on His name. That's what it said in the reading. Verse 2, everyone, everywhere who calls on My name. So, why aren't the churches full to overflowing with people clamouring to know more or to accept God's invitation? Well, perhaps one of the reasons is that God never forces people to join Him. He never forces people. His offer is exactly that. It's an invitation. It's never an obligation. If you mention Christianity outside the walls of the church, many people just aren't interested. Their minds are blinded, distracted by the things and matters of this world. But maybe it's also because Christians don't always display God's gifts. It's natural to want to blend in with the world around us rather than to stand out. But maybe if we revealed more of Jesus, more of those gifts in the way that we talk with people, maybe we showed more of God's love in our actions, might people be more open-minded about God? Paul's second letter to the Corinthians says this: for God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. God made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory. God gave us light in our hearts so that we could shine it out. Paul had a literally life-changing meeting with Jesus on the road to Damascus, when he was blinded by a sudden light and he was set upon a new path. He left behind him all the persecution and he followed Jesus and taught His word. Jesus' light shines through Paul's letters, and his experience of love and forgiveness of God continues to influence billions of Christians today. Over 2.5 billion, give or take a few. Perhaps we too can allow the light of Christ to shine through us, bringing hope to those we come into contact with. Perhaps we can take a moment to pray. Loving God, your love for us knows no bounds. Fill us with gratitude and awe for your gift of life and light received through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for welcoming us into your fellowship just as we are. Please continue to lead us, change us, and transform us into people who walk in your light, that our lives may reflect your glory. And let us be so filled with your love that we may bring hope to others this day, this week, and forever. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glory of Father, which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. All things come of thee, and to thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplication and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council, and to all that are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially minister justice, to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially the congregation listening to this service, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me take a moment to bring before God those who would especially commend to him. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we must humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he gave the thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve thy soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby thy favour towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We say the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today, and remain with you always. Amen.